Thursday at 8:30 means, and thank God for it, iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff. Welcome back, Jay. I always look forward to this time of day because we get to lighten things up at least a little bit. So, I see you have a stock item you wanted to talk about first, and that's wonderful with me because, as I always like to point out to my listeners, you trade. This is what you do, and you also train people in your art of trading, your methodology. So I'm sure that you probably had a reaction to the inflationary data that rolled out this week. I know the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other markets kind of reacted as well, and it wasn't a good scene.
Well, you know, the Dow dropped 500 and some points, which a lot of media reports across the country talked about how the markets just plummeted. And, you know, what my students understand and what people that have heard me over the last, 20, 30 years understand is that you always look at the percentage, and the Dow was down like 1.2%, which is like yawn, nothing. You have to get to 7% in a day to even crack the list of, I think, of the top 20. So it was far from anything of any concern. A lot of times we'll see that 1% movement back and forth, but it was all based on the inflationary data that came out that was worse than expected.
Not much worse, though. I mean, it was.
No, it wasn't. But here's the problem. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, who is very transparent, I like him as a Fed chair quite a bit, has said from last year coming into this year, we hope to give about 3 interest rate cuts in 2024. Now, that's what the man in charge says. But all the different pundits and analysts around the country have been saying, oh, we're going to be good for 7 interest rate cuts, massive, big. And I'm thinking, I don't know where they're getting this from, because the man's never changed his message. And when that came out as far as the inflationary data showing that, okay, maybe now the Fed may not be cutting rates just as soon as we thought, it made it clear that the battle with inflation is simply not over. And it was back in the 70s when we had a similar battle with inflation. The Fed got involved. They did a very good job at containing it, and then they took their foot off the accelerator saying, we've got it beaten. Inflation resumed, blew by us so fast, we were battling it for a decade. Jerome Powell wants to make sure we don't repeat the same mistakes twice. So the idea that we're going to be getting all these massive, imminent interest rate cuts, to me, is simply just not the proper way to look at it, because they raised interest rates, the Fed did, in a very gradual fashion over an extended period of time. They're going to reduce that the exact same way. It's going to be slowly over time. And Brian, so many people have gone out and bought homes they can't afford because they're believing this garbage that, well, after the first of the year in March, we're going to have these massive rate cuts. I can refinance the home I can now not afford, and I'll be able to afford it then. It's just, I really take great exception with people that are saying things that are in complete contradiction to what the Fed chair has been saying on a repeated basis.
Yeah, and nobody wants a repeat of the 1970s. What was it, 18% or something like that?
And we battled it for a period of time. And, I mean, can you imagine going out and getting a home loan that, the interest rate's 18, 19%? And that's why when I heard people talking about, it's down to 4%, but I needed to go lower. I'm thinking, man, you need some historical perspective here, because we were fortunate, because when we grabbed our home here in Savannah, we got it through Fifth Third at 3.25% fixed, which is good, which I don't care about, because we try to pay it off in a number of years versus that long period of time. But, anything to me under 5 or 4 was just, Snoopy dance time, and yet people kept waiting for it to go lower. And I'm thinking, ugh. Yeah.
8 1/8, 723 balloon was my wife on my first mortgage back in, 1991? I think we bought that house.
You're a brave man with balloon, let me tell you.
Well, I didn't know that I didn't end up staying there. So we did end up locking it in because it did drop. But figured it was worth the cosmic crapshoot to at least keep it way down to 8 1/8, paying 3 points to get that low interest rate on top of it, Jay. Crazy times, yeah.
Well, those were the days, huh?
Yeah, they sure were. Solid days. Anyway, let's pause for a moment. We'll come back. We will talk aviation with iHeartMedia aviation expert Jay Ratliff